recording of the April 18, 2018 regular Board of Directors meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
Called meeting to order. It is 4:03. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so roll call. Present, we have Director Parks, Director Cooper, myself in the room, and on the phone, Harry, are you still there?
I am.
We have Director Crawford. So we do have a quorum, and we'll expect Rachel and Jim to show up here at some point in time. Do we have a safety minute?
We do.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, having a chance to prepare safety minutes for each of the board meetings always gives me a chance of self-reflection. And I get a chance to reflect on my own safety habits at home, and as I put together the extension cord safety, I like, I've done just about all of these things at one time in my life. So I imagine as you go through this yourselves, you'll probably think, yeah, I've done that as well. And so these are things you want to get better at. With regards to our use to extension cords. And as we all know, extension cords can cause some safety problems. So if we go to the next slide, here's our safety tips for extension cords. Always inspect cords and throw away those that are damaged. So what do you suppose happens the first time you inspect your favorite cord? You find that it has a cut on it and you go, oh man, I want to keep this cord. I just bought it yesterday. And depending on how badly it's damaged, you'll have to make that decision on whether you have to throw it out. I would say if it looks like what it does on the left, you want to chuck that thing out. I would imagine for like small nicks and cuts, you could probably put some electrical tape on that and tape it up pretty well. But in most cases, if it's got significant damage, you want to throw it out. Tip two, I think we've all been guilty of this. Remove cords by pulling on the plug. What do we tend to do?
Pull on the cord.
Yeah, so usually like, well, I'm done with the vacuum cleaner, I'm done with this extension cord, you pull it. And believe it or not, I was at a refinery one time and a guy pulled on the cord and he pulled and pulled and pulled and then it came undone and it smacked him in the face and broke his tooth. So then we had to do don't pull on a cord, extension cord, safety training. But it's always a good idea not to do that. So certainly go all the way to the outlet and pull at the plug. Safety tip four, don't daisy chain extension cords and power strips. Why would we not want to do this? Well, the reason is your power strips are really not designed to carry large loads. And so the more you load them up and daisy chain them, you put them at risk for overheating and causing a fire and all that bad stuff. So if you have these in your houses, your homes, I would suggest kind of taking a look at them and see how you have them set up, but you definitely don't want to overload them and daisy chain them as you see in the picture. Safety tip number four, don't use indoor plugs outside. So I think we all can see that that is an indoor plug and it should be used indoors. Your outdoor plugs tend to have a heavier casing on them and the heavier casing allows them to stand up to the elements much more than what you see in the picture. Safety tip number five, remove and store extension cords when not in use. I'm guilty of this. Every time I buy a hockey stick, I have to cut 2 inches off the butt. And I use it with my circular saw and get to my what's
tinnitus.
That?
Tinnitus.
What's that?
That's how you got your tinnitus.
You remember that. Yeah, exactly. So I still cut hockey sticks, but I wear my earmuffs and I have to drag the extension cord across the garage. And when I'm done, sometimes if I'm not careful, I'll just leave it out there and I shouldn't because it creates a tripping hazard. We probably all have friends out there that garages look like on the left where the extension cords are nicely coiled up and hung. So that's kind of what I'm going to strive to have. Remove and store extension cords when not in use. Last but not least, safety tip number six, don't let your extension cords become your permanent wiring. Safety extension cords are really supposed to be temporary to extend your reach of something. And once they're done, they should be rolled up. So if you got an extension cord going out to your favorite something and it's still there 2 years later, it's probably something to ask yourselves, do you want to make that permanent wiring instead? So those are six tips of the day. I think each of those is probably something we've done in the past, and the safer we are, we get a little bit better at that stuff. Questions or comments on extension cords? They do cause injuries. Yes,
Lee. So on my extension cords, when I get done, I roll, I leave about 4 or 5 feet out, and then I wrap it around, and then plug the two together just so it holds. Mm-hmm. Is that a good idea or is that a bad idea?
I think that's a good idea. I've seen people, my brother-in-law is like perfect at that stuff, and that's exactly how he does it. He rolls around and plugs it in. And you just plug it in to just keep it all attached so it doesn't drape. I think that would be just fine. Any other questions? All right, awesome.
Thank you for that.
Turn the dice back to you guys.
That's great.
And, have a great day.
Okay, so let's move on to the agenda, approval of the agenda. Is there a motion?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion on the agenda as it is? Hearing none, no discussion, we'll take a vote on approving the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, the agenda is approved as written. I see no persons to be heard this evening. The consent agenda, the only thing on the consent agenda is a new board calendar. I do need to ask for, can I do that here? Approval for an excused absence for Susan?
Sure.
All those, is there a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the agenda, consent agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved with an approval for the excused absence for Susan tonight. CEO reports, correspondence, we have none scheduled, unfinished business, none scheduled. Director reports. Under this, we have. Do we have any
Madam
reports
Chair,
on ARC?
I don't believe we've had a ARC Tech meeting since the last board meeting, so
okay.
I don't think there's anything to report. And I don't know, maybe Harry. I don't know, Harry. Do you have anything to report on ARC Tech?
No, I haven't been to any other meeting either.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Other board committee reports. Have we had no audit and finance since our last board meeting?
Not since the last board.
Operations?
Not since the last board.
You want to talk a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah.
So the intent is to go into approximately monthly operations report meetings starting in May. The intent is to have them the same week as the board meeting, but preferably a day or two before. We've scheduled a few of those. And the overall intent of the meeting is really to keep informed on the status of the acquisition.
Okay. And I don't, Susan's not here, but I know she hasn't had any governance meetings either. Any other meeting reports?
There was a public policy committee meeting on Friday, April the 13th, so last Friday, and I think that the only topic or the main topic other than a legislative update from Chris was a discussion of a renewable portfolio standard for the state. So it was the first time that we discussed it, so there weren't action items, but just more so to, I mean, we've discussed it over the years, but this is the first time that REAP wanted to kind of try and develop a position on that and how to get there and what that standard would look like. So the outcome of the hour-long meeting that we had, obviously we didn't tackle the whole thing, but they created a subcommittee of the Public Policy Committee that would be talking about renewable portfolio standard for a state. And I haven't gotten the minutes yet, so I can't remember who else ended up on it, but we said that we would participate in that. Mira, Julie Este, Chugach, and then a few others.
Yeah, it's Suzanne Settle.
Right.
She's chairing.
She would be chairing, yes.
Jim Nordland had mm-hmm. interest in it. Steve.
Conkle, yeah. Okay. I was.
Steve. Julie Este.
I didn't know if Inga more Moore. Interest. Came in after the board. I don't know if that would be a sufficient number or
it's right now there's seven members mm-hmm. that have volunteered. The discussion was it wasn't going to be limited and mm-hmm. but it was the working group to come out with, you know, suggestions to bring to the policy mm-hmm. committee and
move
forward like that.
And I think the whole public policy committee had interest in it, so they discussed, well, why don't we just make it a topic of the Public Policy Committee meeting, and then they would recommend to the board rather than the subcommittee to the committee to the board. But that's where it ended up being in a subcommittee, and I think that it's fair that the utilities have a representation. Not so much fair, but I mean it makes sense since the utilities would be the entities that have those kinds of machines that would fall in that threshold for those units.
Right, and there's some mention, actually Cece brought it up, about industry. For example, North Slope, where there's a huge industry power component that has impacts on this, be included. It's tied into the governor's climate mm-hmm. committee that both Mira and Chris Rose are participants on.
So we think so. Stuart was in the room, and I was on the phone. So I think I'm not sure if the majority of people were in the room.
Half and half.
But you got pretty good kind of. You probably got a little bit more out of the meeting since you had the benefit of seeing people in the room. But I think they said that maybe industry might get engaged later in this discussion. But at this time, they wanted to keep the subcommittee just to REAP members. So we'll keep our board apprised of when these meetings get scheduled and what's on the agenda.
That's an important
the
topic.
Only other thing is there is the quarterly board meeting
coming up.
REAP on the 24th of April.
Okay, so that's before our next.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that agenda yet, but I'll just route it to the rest of us just in case anything of interest is there.
All right, great. Thanks. Any other meetings to report on since our last board meeting? Okay, we have no new business scheduled. Just a quick question, Connie. Was Jim supposed to be here today?
Yes, I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, okay, all right. So with that, I will take a motion to go into executive session.
Go ahead.
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(2), the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss personnel matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person. However, the person may request a public discussion.
Second. All those in favor?
Second.
Oh, Harry, did you have some discussion?
Harry? No, I just said second.
Oh, okay, great, thank you. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are in executive session. And I will take director comments. Stuart.
The overall process we've gone through in the last few meetings has been very eye-opening from my standpoint, and it really shows that there's an onus that's also on the board as well as the senior management to make sure we have alignment so that goals are very clear. And so I look forward to our next year of continuous improvement.
Rachel?
I just want to say thanks for all the work. I mean, I continue to be impressed with how much work the employees of CHGAS do, how much work the people do to get us prepared and ready and the materials. I do echo what Stuart said in that sometimes I feel like it was unclear what the goals were saying, what we were evaluating, and I feel like we had to work really hard to come up with something that was what we thought was, we knew what we were measuring and how it was evaluated. And I think, you know, everybody in this organization does such a great job that we owe it to ourselves to get that communication thing sort of clear so that we can really do it. And I look forward to that for next year.
So, I'm glad we're able to get together and wrap up this this process. And it's our most important job that we do as a board. And I look forward to continuous improvement. But this is still... from my courses on this BCEO evaluation through NRECA, I can tell that we do more than most co-ops that I've experienced, you know, through other directors sharing. So I look forward to setting next year's goals and then all working together towards those.
Jim?
Fine.
Harry?
After, you know, watching this process now for these last 7 years, I think we've made some real improvements on this process. I think we still have a lot to learn, but we're far better than we were, and we'll continue to get better. And I also want to say, I'm just so happy about the way the election came out, and I believe that the other pieces now that we've gotten over that hurdle will fall into place. Not easily, but I believe that this is as close to a done deal as we've ever been before, and actually much closer.
Thank you. And I just want to say, I think Cece said, I think it really is the most important job that we do as board members is to do your evaluation and, you know, give credit to all of the amazing things that you and your team accomplish. And I look forward to putting together the goals for next year, and I do think that we can continuously improve the process, but I think it's a really great exercise for us to realize the enormity of the job that you guys do, and you do very well. So just want to say thank you.
And okay, I appreciate
it's
that.
It's been a great year. Yeah. Okay, with that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
We are adjourned.